All right, so we was having a conversation before that. Let me go ahead and pull the script up. I thought we should change it, right? Eventually, I
What,
change it or
the script?
yeah.
Yeah,
But
we can change
welcome to Casual Nerddom,
it. What's up,
a
guys?
place where you can be nerdy without being an expert, where you can be real without being woke.
Now, what do we mean by that? If you watch Game of Thrones and you don't know who made it, that's okay. This is the place for you. If you're an MCU fan but might not know everything about the comics that it pulls from, this is the place for you. This is a judgment-free zone to discuss everything nerdy.
I'm Chris Bacon.
I'm Adrian Daniel, and welcome to Casual Nerddom. Hey guys, what's up? How you feeling?
We are back. You see, I
We're
didn't try
back.
to say the same time as you because that doesn't work out now. So,
We
like,
fuck it
no
up
matter,
every time. We
the
fuck it up
only time
every
we got it
time.
right was in person. So I was just like, you
Yeah.
know what? We're gonna move past that.
Right. We fuck it
But
up every time.
so last week was a doozy. You know, we were having a long discussion before now, things that would never see the light of day. But also, we thought about pulling up death battles and discussing them, as well as just kind of going over like top tier anime villains. You know,
Right.
a lot of people will, and that came out of that because I remember the Aizen versus Madara fight, and
Right. So
that was a big one. And at the time, I'm watching it. And here's the issue I have with that, right? Before, you know, people like, I like death battles. They great. I watch them, cool. I digest them. It is. But there's a formula to the death battles. If you pay attention in the beginning when you're discussing certain facts, you'll notice that they'll leave something out or they'll show something that they don't talk about. And then that's what they'll mention it later on
right.
at the end. So, but if you know the character, you can kind of pull out a feat and, you know, make it. But the whole point of Death Battle is to kind of quantify these different anime worlds and put it in the thing that makes sense. So a lot of people would say, you know, like Naruto versus Ichigo, like it wouldn't be as serious because technically Ichigo's a spirit in that form and he would be way more tanky than his human body. People say
Right.
that as an example.
Listen, regardless of that, we can go. Let's go out the gate. I'm gonna go right out the gate. Aizen is the number one villain in anime. I don't think there is nobody that is
I want to have a
stronger.
long episode, though. I don't
Listen,
want to
no,
just
this
be like,
episode gonna be real short. There's nobody stronger than Aizen in anime, and I love Madara Uchiha. I think Madara Uchiha is that dude. But let's be real. Aizen won because he's Aizen. Okay, like this is.
I ain't arguing with that. Like
Okay.
this man, the fact that we don't, it's not over.
Right.
Like the thing that I talk about and I, you know, sometimes is like when we do a they do these death battles, sometimes the character that they're using, they have to pick a point in time to use the character, right?
Right.
And it's like, but we just saw Endgame, bro. Listen, Yuha, we ain't gonna talk about Bleach, but we gotta mention this shit. Yuha wants to speak to this man
Right.
for a short amount of
One
time.
time. Right.
And Aizen was still Aizen
Right. He still put him under he still put him under like hypnosis in that short amount of time. That's what I'm
to trick
saying.
him
Like,
into staying over to trick him into believing he had more time in social society. Like,
right. Right. That's what I'm
remember
saying.
when Aizen turned to Ichigo and was like, yo, you basically my son. Like everything that you saw on the show, that was me. Like he pulled a black Zetsu, but he knew everything was going on. It wasn't like a lot of people have had the argument. Listen, we might talk about that one day. I did see this morning and I thought about this being the topic. Naruto, right? People are complaining or saying that how the end of the story of Naruto Shippuden, like throw the entire story in the garbage because you have a prophecy that is being fulfilled and
Right.
everything that happened before that seems to not matter. I understand that take. I get it. You know, you feel like Naruto trying to be the Hokage and all that. Yeah, but just because he's a reincarnation doesn't, just because you're a reincarnation of someone doesn't mean you're destined to be great. There are stories in which people have inherent powers and it hasn't worked out for them.
Right.
But I wanted, like, yeah, the Black Zetsu Kagura narrative did seem to come out of nowhere. It did. I will give people that, you know. But also, I tell people the only canon Naruto movie that you need to watch is Naruto the Last, the one with him and Hinata. Like, that was the only canon storyline that really matters to the end of Shippuden and Boruto, because you got to see the other exclusive thing. So, like,
Right.
you know, there was a lot of things going on. Madara was really a byproduct of all of these different factors. Aizen, we still don't know. Like, it's not even like he's being.
For people that don't know, Madara is from Naruto. He's the villain, the big bad villain in Naruto, and Aizen is the big, well, he's one of he's honestly, let's be honest, he's the
We don't know what
only,
Aizen is.
you
He's
don't
just
know what
like that
Aizen
guy. He's like
is.
that guy. He's that guy.
He's that guy.
Like, Madara was that guy for a long time.
Right.
Like, it's like when you're watching a show or like playing a game and you fight that boss and then that mission doesn't end and you be like, wait, I thought that was it. Nah, go downstairs. There's a guy controlling that guy. That's kind of what happened to Madara. You know, like you had Obito who we thought was Madara, then Madara popped up and he was like, oh, I'm back to life. Let's do this. Then he went God mode. Then he was about to still lose. Then Black Zetsu popped up and was like, actually, I have a mind of my own. Actually, I've been plotting this whole thing. Actually, I've been here since the beginning. Actually, this is my mom, Kaguya. And you'd be like, what? Like, you know, I understand that. But also, if you paid attention, it's just the world of Naruto happened here, and then the world of Naruto just didn't happen. You just pulled the pages back. You know,
Right.
Aizen is the master of pages back. Like, I feel like he was just a scientist. He just wants to. Now, his ultimate motive, like I said in the Bleach video, it goes after the anime and the manga because they're light novels. Like, he's not dead.
Right.
So, like, what he wants to do ultimately seems like a very altruistic goal. He wants to be the guy. He wants to be in charge. He wants to be on top. And everything is to pursue that. Does that make it evil necessarily? No, it just means he's the one going against the status quo. But a lot of our
Right.
protagonists often do that as well. Like right now, and I know he wasn't gonna do it, bro, but we're gonna talk about Bleach real quick. Like the only reason why Ichigo is where he's at because he has no idea who he is.
Right.
And I bet Aizen fucking knows.
He bet he come on, you know he fucking know.
I just like, man, I know
You know he probably
everything.
figured that shit out. Aizen probably listen, Aizen's sitting there waiting for he said, look, you know, remember that speech? Remember the speech that Thanos gave to Captain America and Thor and Iron Man right before he beat their ass? Like, remember the speech he gave to them? He's like, you know, all that shit. And where do you find yourself? Right back here to me. Like, that's probably what
I
Aizen waited to
swear to
say.
God, that's Aizen is wait, yo,
That's
yes,
what he
he's the
waited to
ultimate,
say.
like,
Like, yeah, right back here.
because, spoiler alert, they do go back to him.
Right.
They do. They
Right.
was like, yo, Aizen, listen, my boy. Because let me tell you something about some of the characters in the movie, like Mayuri, dude with the face paint, Kenpachi. These guys, they're not here to protect you.
Right.
They don't care necessarily about you surviving this unless it's messing up what they got to do.
Right.
Aizen very much encompasses that idea where it's like, I'm doing these things specifically to serve my own means. Everything else that you thought you was doing was just to make sure that I could do what I had to do.
Right.
And like, people often bring up Griffith from Guts as a
Yeah.
villain. He was in a very much like Aizen, he came up a certain way, but he always had a plan and you know,
I just
and
feel like
that shit was crazy.
power rank, I'm putting Aizen at the top just because, like, who can really beat him in a fight? I don't really see anyone that could really see him in a fight.
And doesn't he still have the whole Gekku? They
And
either Yuha kind of said he still has it. Like it's merged with his body. It just
yeah, it merged with his body. His
it
he
just
merged with
didn't
it.
allow him to, like we talked about. He really defeated himself. He faltered in his belief that he was the strongest being. Therefore, the whole Hogekyu stopped making him the strongest being.
Right.
Doesn't mean his 3Q can't. So he understands that now that there are, and after that he understands that okay, I've been bested. I get that, you know. But
here's my top five anime villains. I'm gonna give it to you right
okay.
now. My top five. Okay, Aizen number one. Right? Madara number two. Kaido number three.
Who?
Kaido. Kaido from One Piece. Number three. Okay. What's his name? Vicious from Cowboy Bebop, number four. And Miriam. Is it Miriam? Miriam from Hunter x Hunter, number five.
I would have made his fucking dad on that list. Fuck that. Like, his dad's a villain at this point to me, boy. Like,
who? Who's dad?
Gon's dad, Jin.
Oh, yeah.
He's a villain. Fuck that shit. Like
worst fathers ever. We should do a list like that too. Who's the fucking worst father?
I want to do that shit.
In
like,
anime,
the
worst
bro?
Parents in anime history.
Like, I was gonna put Ash's dad on that, but we don't know if he's alive. I would say Deku's father because he's probably alive. Izuku Midoriya's dad's probably alive.
I'm gonna put Pain. Pain could really go in and out of five, because I just have to let people understand that Pain, even though he ended up becoming a savior later, Pain, when he showed up to the Leaf Village, I mean, like, it was like disrespectful levels of like, y'all bitches is weak, bro. Like, you know, he came in here and wiped out the entire village that Shinobi had been trying to do for years. He came in and did it in less than what, 30 minutes? You know what I'm saying? Like,
if that,
it was just like, bruh, no way. Muzan could go in there at number seven, but we haven't seen him really kind of do his thing yet. But I'm reading the manga, he's definitely up there.
He's up there.
For sure. But Kaido is my number three because, I'll be honest with you, Luffy getting his ass bushed right now, bro. Hey, the Straw Hat's getting their
Listen,
ass kicked.
We do
got to
come out to One Piece at some point right now. We kind of talked about One Piece alone. Listen, we already had this discussion about Luffy's survivability, right? But we, like, in the manga right now, we are learning some interesting shit about Luffy. We just had the movie come out. I haven't seen it yet. We learned interesting things about Shanks.
Right.
Like, and, you know, I saw this video this morning about world building, and I thought it was interesting. I thought, like, someone said, like, you know, Naruto's world building kind of got messed up with everything I mentioned earlier about. But One Piece, you don't know everything. And you know you don't know everything, because every time people hop on a boat, you'd have no idea where you're going to go. People, and on One Piece is one of the very few shows in which someone gets beat up, and if they don't die, you will see them again. They do right. not go away. Like, right now, you know who's back?
Who?
Freaking CP0.
Right.
Lucci.
Lucci's back.
He's
right.
back now. Throwing hands. Like,
still
like,
getting
nah.
His ass bust, though. Still getting
yeah,
his ass
listen,
bust.
He going to get linked. But that don't even matter. The fact that he's out there like, oh, Luffy beat me. I'm getting stronger. I'm coming back. A lot of shows don't
I mean,
do
that's
that.
Frieza. I mean, Frieza has to go in there, too, if we be honest. Frieza,
you
to
know,
me.
Listen, the fact, we haven't talked about Frieza Black, bro. Like,
Yo, that was, you know, when I saw that, I was like, yo, they really was just like, they really just stopped trying. I was like, the fact that they called him Frieza Black, I was like,
No, hold on. I said, they, if you think about the names of shit, bro, they don't have good naming conventions for nothing. The best naming convention they have is people's actual names. So,
right.
Like the Earthlings being based on certain things, certain fruits, and Trunks, briefs, and their whole family being based on clothing, bra, and you know, all that shit. The Saiyans from Universe 6 being based Kaba and Kale, like That's the best they got. Right. When it comes to transformation, they just call, like, I think this was tied from overthinking it. They'd be like, it's an orange piccolo. I'm like, okay, what you gonna call it? That was a name. What do you mean?
Yeah, that, yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like, I thought of five names off before the movie was over. I was like, you could have called it Dragon King Piccolo, Dragon Piccolo, any
other thing but
like you could have called it like Piccolo Wish Form, you know?
Trash.
Or like
trash.
I was like, yo, what, Gohan Beast, bro? I was like, nah, bro.
Trash.
Out of all of the things, that much, mind you, I love the movie, but like they literally like Piccolo and did we talk about the movie?
No, we didn't.
Maybe another episode. We could do it now, but like we're not gonna go into it in depth because the movie basically was just like, what if you got hit on your head and you had a dream that Piccolo felt the same way that you felt about Gohan? I want to see Gohan great again. Piccolo was like, I kind of want to see Gohan great again. That's the movie. How do we create a scenario in which that could happen? Like, why did we not see Cell Mac Perfect? Why bring back this character at all in his second form?
I'm going to keep it a stack with you about that movie since you won't talk about it. I'm going to keep it a stack with you. What was the movie called? Dragon Ball?
Dragon Ball Super Superhero.
Yeah. I thought it was trash. I'm gonna be honest with you. I thought it was trash. Like, just hear me out. Okay. I was happy we got the movie. The graphics looked amazing. The fighting looked great. But that movie was trash. Like when I heard who the villain was, I was like, oh no.
Dr. Gero's,
no, when they said that it was Cell Max.
The
and
name
Cell Max looked like
Cell
Max
bro?
Looked like Cell's second form, just way bigger. I was like, you
and
guys,
mindless?
You guys are you need new ideas, okay? You need
like,
new people because no, you did
let's
not
talk
just
about it.
You did not just give us Orange Piccolo, right? You did
Gohan
not just
Beast.
Give us you not just give us Gohan. What was it? What's it called?
Beast. That's
Gohan
it.
Beast. What the is like
the names make it worse, bro. Like, I'll watch the movie again right now because I just like seeing Dragon Ball Z move like that, you know. Like, I'm not going to shit on the animation, I thought it was cool seeing Piccolo fight, all that cool, seeing the power up, cool, but like, it's very Dragon Ball, like,
trash.
It's so Dragon Ball, it hurts,
trash,
it hurts me, it hurts.
No one's being
like,
honest about it, it was trash,
like,
was trash.
Honestly. Sure. Like the third act, like someone said, what if Cell got perfected and remembered Gohan? And my whole thing is, why did we do Cell again anyway? What was the point? He's dead. We can go to Otherworld and see him right now.
Trash.
Like Frieza got brought back to life. They should show Cell being like, yo, what the hell is this? Like, that's not
trash.
Me. Like,
and you have
remember,
the only way to kill him was to hit him on the head with a powerful blast. Trash. Okay.
I was like, bro.
But this goes back to my reasoning about the fact that Dragon Ball movies have historically not been that good too.
No. So, they introduced a lot of interesting things that I felt like was cool, but they all felt like fillers. They all and people keep trying to place them in a timeline, but clearly there's two videos. One where someone trying to place them in a timeline, another video people show like it's an alternate universe Dragon Ball Z where events happen in a different order and they grow up kind of in the same way. And they, someone spotted it. And I was like, cool. But like the Naruto movies, I get it. I don't know why anime movies just do this shit. Like, to the detriment, the newer movies are not like that. The My Hero movies have all been canon. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The One Piece movies, most of them have been canon to a certain degree. They don't just forget that happened. Even the Bleach fucking fillers just got canonized 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Because they're not making shit up. They're just using information that hasn't been revealed yet or exploring it deeper. Okay, all right. Whatever. The movie, the naming conventions, the form, a lot of it. Right. Like, I'm not looking forward to seeing Gohan transform next to Goku. I'm not just because
It don't matter because Black Freezer's still gonna come in here and beat everybody ass anyway.
Black Freezer showed up in one shot, Ultra Instinct and Ultra Ego, but yes, they were beat up, but still, one shot them, killed the bad guy the entire plot, and left and said, I got better shit to do. What? What? Why was he not on your list, Adrian?
What, Freezer?
Why was Freezer not
Freezer not on my list
said,
because
Frieza, I wanted to kill you, Goku, but right Frieza, now I got better shit to do.
Freezer not on my list because he's not savage enough. I'm gonna be honest with you. That's why.
Okay.
Everybody on my list is a savage. So Freezer took way too many L's for him to be on my list. As you notice, everybody on my list ain't take not one L. Even if they took an L, it wasn't even really an L. Because like technically Madara never got beat. If you're being honest.
That's true. They ain't beat him.
They didn't beat him. Aizen. I mean, he did take an L, but that nigga ain't die. He just in jail.
He kind of beat himself.
He beat himself. He's chilling. No one's beat Kaido yet. Luffy hasn't beat him yet. And in the anime, he beat him in the manga. But, you know, they had to jump that nigga. So, that there you go right there.
My man had to pull out the my man had to pull out the cartoon Bugs Bunny power on him. Like,
Murin died from cancer.
Literally. Like,
right? I forgot. How did Vicious die again? I forgot how Vicious died.
Wasn't it in a duel?
Yeah, I think he died in a duel. But he still
well, he went out like a real one.
He went out like a real one.
But he was a regular guy that was just a savage, bro. When he took the whole story, once you find out what he did, and you was like, oh yeah, nah, it's on site.
like, yo, I just had to keep it stacked with it. I'm like, everybody I pick, everybody I chose on my list never really took an L. Like, they never really took an L. Like, nobody really died like on some real like savage shit. Like, you know, like Pain killed himself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like these people are so strong. Even though Naruto won the fight, he didn't beat Pain because Pain killed himself. So I guess it's like, and the only reason that he won that is because he had information before that to fight that nigga. If that did not happen, Naruto would have lost immediately. It would not have been a question. If he did not get the intel from everybody else to fight him, he would have lost immediately. I just want to be real, people. When you talk about like villains fighting the protagonist, you know, or you know, the hero, you talk about that. You're talking about like you pull up face to face and you fight them one on one. Who's winning that fight? And those people I chose, they're not losing. Period. You're not beating Aizen. You're not beating Madara. You damn sure ain't beating Kaido without jumping that nigga. You're not beating Murin. You're not beating Pain. You're not beating Pain unless you know what Pain is and how he works. You know, you're not being Vicious. Vicious was too nice in that show. So it's like, I don't know. Like, I'm just being real. Like, someone was like, I remember someone had said, oh, Toguro is a good villain. No, because Yusuke beat that nigga ass, bro. I'm
Yusuke. Okay, wait, hold up. Don't make sense to grow when it got packed up, all right?
Yusuke
he was a menace. For
yeah, he
a
was
good
a menace.
Minute.
He was until Yusuke packed him up, okay?
But he had to go through like this. Shit. The Sensui swipe, Sensui, that was shorter than the old time to grow was in the anime just scaring the fuck out of people. But, you know, once Yusuke got that training, and Genkai fucking died and got all the extra power and then all this other godly shit. Then the girl got packed
they
up.
They ain't had to jump him. Yusuke fought him one on one and packed his shit up. Okay?
Let's but the girl real. Also wanted to die, low key.
Yeah, fighting somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Kind right, of just, you know?
They packed him up. They got him up out of here. We know Yusuke hit that nigga with the 1-2 spirit gun, got him up out of here.
Okay, you're making it seem like it was just like a duel to the death and nigga just ended the shit. Like, listen, he was a good villain for what it was because he pushed Yusuke to be the in-game version of himself that he fought going forward after that. Because you think about it, like, what happened after that? Then he got the demon form. You know what I'm saying? He had to literally die to get that shit. So,
packed up since
which
we-
means... It was the whole after arc was the fact that he didn't do it. He was like, yo, who was that? That wasn't me. He's like, Bakugo, I want a complete victory, boy. I want a complete victory. I did not win that.
That's
and
a,
I was
that's
expecting
a,
for that
that's
shit.
a, that's a, that's a, that's a win.
That's a personal problem.
That's a
Hold
personal
on.
problem.
I'm a recent villains off, right? This is, I just Googled anime villains, right? I'm just gonna put them to list because this shit, I'm just gonna, all right, I'm about to clap. On the, this isn't in any particular order, I don't think. I'm just going from the list that is presented to me. Light Yagami.
No. Come on. What list is this?
No, no, no. It's not. It's just, I just Googled anime villains. And so I love that we all understand that Light Yagami is not a good person at all. Like, no. At all. We just, I love that Death Note because I tell people, if you don't like anime a lot, watch Death Note because it's not the anime, not the Netflix version. Watch the anime.
Right.
Because it's a good, you get to see a villain become a villain and stay a villain until he's dead. The manga is a little bit more gruesome, but still. Dio Brando from JoJo.
I don't watch
that's
that
a
show.
Villain.
I can't.
You can't get what I watch that show because once you get past the weirdness that people, the visual weirdness, like that motherfucker, like Dio literally, now, okay, his dad was also a piece of shit, right? So, but like, you would think that growing up rich would change you. Nope. He just saw this as one big come up. Everything he's ever done was just to just push him further into whatever shit he wanted to do. Right. To the point where, like, the whole show wouldn't even really happen if he wasn't doing what he was doing, right? Then we have Frieza. You just talked about him. He's a villain, yeah, but right now he's more like he's a character on Dragon Ball Z. You know,
he's
Dragon
a
Ball
character.
Super.
He's not a villain
because,
to me no more. He's not a villain
like,
to me no more.
Like, to me, Cell is more of a villain because he died and stayed dead, and he's
right.
still dead. And if he comes back, now I will say the way that Vegeta came back, I mean, sorry, Frieza came back the second time. Didn't he get revived twice?
Yeah, Frieza came back and died again. And then they had to bring him back for the Tournament of Power.
He don't learn his lesson.
Goku.
He don't learn his lesson.
When Frieza came back with Golden Frieza, he was talking all that shit that he about to beat shit out of everybody, but never perfected the form. Immediately started getting his ass bust. Vegeta came through, whooped his ass. The only reason that technically Frieza had to do some bitch ass shit to win the fight, but then he forgot that Beerus and what's his name was there.
And then
Goku came through, each of them was over. Back in hell again. That's what I'm saying. He ain't no villain to me. He's just there. He's just
that's
there.
A fact.
He's just like fandom. People like
he's
him.
He's a favorite character. So
right.
That's like I because I ain't nothing stopping me from like just nuking your entire planet and being like because like Goku Black was more of a villain than Frieza
yeah,
was at that point
exactly.
Because he was moving maniacally. Like
right.
He took over this man's whole life. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go kill your family now. Excuse
I think
me?
People
like,
include
show
him in the
that
top
shit.
Villains, but like you can't be a top villain. And like, take that many L's, bro. I'm sorry.
He was more evil.
And
when
Frieza
back
took
in the day.
L's. No, he came back three times. Hold on. The first
oh,
time
yeah.
Goku beat him. The second
Namek.
Time when Trunks packed him up, right after
that's
they brought him back from the brink of death, they brought him back from the brink of death, and Trunks
would
packed
you
him
count,
up.
Would you count that as well? Yeah,
it's still an L. I'm counting that. Frieza got stronger and still lost. Right, came back with his pops. Remember King Cole. And Trunks packed
yeah,
him up, slicing the pieces.
Trunks is the one
him.
That actually killed him at that.
Right.
Yeah, so that Trunks killed him once.
Came back
and he
again.
Died.
Then he came back again in Super.
For
died.
Resurrection F.
Right.
Then he came back
right.
A fair amount of power.
Right, exactly. And realized
you know
how weak he was.
Like that? Hold on, I'm going to go through this because there's other people on the list that's like that. Griffith, evil. Cool. Ahsoka from Hunter x Hunter. That man's a sex offender. That's different.
Yeah, he's
I want to. He's evil in a different sense.
Pedophile.
Like he's the kind of evil with other villains to be like, oh no, we're not doing that.
He's definitely a
no,
pedophile.
No. This man gotta go to jail. Like,
big pedophile vibes. I don't care what nobody tells
me. I don't care how much strength you. I don't care how much fighting you like, boy. The anime knew what they was doing. The manga,
bro,
you know.
Dude was getting
yes.
Horny. Fucking think about
like that. There are people like Baki. His dad's a fucking villain, bro. His dad,
yeah.
His dad would get horny as fuck seeing a fight. I know his. Anyway, let's all right. Aizen, obviously. Shugo Isn't this the guy from Psychopath? I didn't watch that. I heard he's a
Yeah, watch
sick
that.
one.
Yeah.
Madara, Miriam, Johan.
I
Who's this
named
from?
Johan's from what show is that from? That's from
Monster. Monster. I did see that.
yeah.
That month, yo, that show is golden. I'm gonna wait until I show to come back anyway. Oh, Seishiro, Seishiro from Kenshin, the bandit up dude. He was a villain. He was a villain, you know. Sho Tucker, that man has committed war crimes. All right, you know who that is? Fullmetal Alchemist.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not gonna go into that. Pain, Don Flamingo. Don Flamingo was a baddie, you know, a bad guy for a good minute. He got packed up. But he's not dead. He's in jail. He didn't get killed. He got knocked the fuck out. So in that respect, he's more like him and Crocodile. Like,
Yeah,
you know,
I think that Don
he's
Flamingo
up
gets more.
there.
He gets more respect as a villain because
Yeah.
of what they had to go through to beat him. I think
Yeah.
that Don Flamingo also is like very diabolical as
Yeah,
far as
yeah.
what, how he thought about it. He's not like Kaido, where Kaido's just overwhelming strength. But Don Flamingo was very like
In
strategic,
the shadows, yeah.
and he's also just a pretty strong guy. But anyway, he still lost Luffy, so he's not my top villain. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm also going to mention King Bradley
Yeah.
from Fullmetal Alchemist and Naraku from Inuyasha.
Oh, Naraku. Naraku's a bitch.
He's a bitch. Like, we know it is. Like, he's a bitch. But,
That
like, these
nigga
guys.
did more running than fighting.
We'll catch up again, Spider-Man.
Yeah, like it's like, bro, he's a bitch, bro.
Oh, did you see that Spider-Verse trailer, bro?
I did. I saw the trailer. It was fucking amazing. It was
Next
fucking.
episode, we'll talk about that. We'll break that down. But like,
Who's
we
your
are
okay?
gonna
Who
ask.
who's your? We're gonna ask. Who's your weakest villain? Naraku is going to. You mentioned that.
I was about to say, damn, it took my answer, bro. I was gonna say,
Naraku is definitely my answer.
someone that got, damn,
Naraku
everyone in motorcycle, bro. Everyone has not everyone in my
and
fight.
Frieza, bro. Okay.
Let me get packed the
Yeah,
fuck
that's a fact.
up. Like, we're
That's a
not
fact.
gonna touch One Punch Man. This Mob Psycho villains. Like, he beat like a four. He beat like a, in like episode three or whatever. The dude said he beat like a bunch of demons. Like the best demons on the planet.
Yeah.
No diff. Let's move on. So every villain in Mob Psycho is my week of the week because they be showing up thinking talking shit. Sorry, this kid
Yeah.
has got he got homework to do. Okay.
Yeah. Naraku is
So,
definitely weak. Big
for the
trash.
audience, right? For the people listening, you know, find us on Twitter, find us on Facebook. Our TikTok is coming up soon. Tell us your villains. If you disagree with us about these takes, like who do you think was like more savage? What do you have a moment that you want to remind us of? Anything you want to bring up? Want to say? You know, we might have missed someone because there are a lot of older anime that have some really crazy villains.
Right,
That yeah, you
we
know,
gonna
like.
start going 90s anime. Okay,
We
that's a
could
whole
do that.
different kind of
That's a whole
conversation.
nother thing because you gotta research that because there's a couple of things you gotta kind of you got because back then 90s anime was different. So if you have things people you want to bring up, throw stuff at us. Let us know what your top picks are, or let us know why is it Aizen. Okay, just let us know why is it Aizen, and we could all talk about that together on Spotify. We do have questions. Get us on Twitter. We will have
Right.
the question there. And if not, find us on individual socials. I will answer these questions. So,
Yes, for
this is
facts.
gonna be a long one today. We're gonna give you guys a little bit, you know, we're gonna get out of here. But you guys have a blessed week. We'll talk to you soon. Don't forget to find the clips. We're putting up clips all on the internet. Support that. You know, I work hard on those things. Takes about an hour on each one. I'm lying, but
Right.
just you know, I gotta jazz it up for the people. You know. But yeah, we love
Gas.
y'all. Adrian, parting words.
Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys. And yes, please give us questions. Give us things you want us to talk about. We want to be able to kind of give you guys content that you guys are looking for. So please feel free to be able to access whatever you want to access. And if you don't like one of our takes, please share your opinion about it. I'm gonna say your take is trash, but it doesn't matter. You can give it to me anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely listen to it. So thank you guys. I appreciate you. And we out.
Aizen planned all of this.